Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Sharon Playhouse is launching its 2025 summer season with the musical Million Dollar Quartet opening Friday night and running through July 6th, including a special holiday performance on July 4th at 4 p.m. The show brings to life the unforgettable night in 1956 when rock and roll legends Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins gathered at Sun Records to create musical history. The season will continue with three other shows, including Annie, Sylvia, and The Mousetrap. To give us a preview, we welcome Carl Andrus, Artistic Director of the Sharon Playhouse, to the Roundtable this morning. Carl, thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you on the program.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you here, and I thank you very much for taking the time. Give us a sense of how this particular season came about.
Well, this season came about because, you know, at the Sharon Playhouse, we really like to give our audiences a chance to come and forget everything that's going on outside in the real world and come and enjoy themselves on our patio with our food trucks that visit us, and to have a real experience and be a destination for the arts. And so we really like to consider ourselves a joy factory at the Sharon Playhouse. And so we wanted to create a season that had something for everyone and that would just be really fun for the summer of 2025. And so I really thought it would be great to start off with a real fun musical that tells a really great story about this legendary jam session that happened with these world famous musical icons. And so I chose Million Dollar Quartet, which the Playhouse had been sort of circling around for a few years, and I just have found the perfect director and my friend Greg Santos. I think this is his 16th production of the show.
Wow.
Having done it for many years all around the country, and he's been a good friend of mine for going back a long time, and so I thought it would be fun to have him come and create this experience at the Sharon Playhouse. And he has assembled an incredible cast of talented actor musicians, and we're thrilled. We just began technical rehearsals yesterday. There's an incredible set on that stage right now, and the music is sounding amazing. And these actors, this cast, will be playing live and in front of the audience every night and every afternoon. It's really, really exciting. And then beyond that, I really wanted to find another show that we could do that would involve some of our local young actors on the main stage. And so we were able to get the rights to do Annie, which is making its Olsen stage debut at the Sharon Playhouse. We're very excited. We've got a wonderful cast coming together for that. So that's going to be our big, exciting musical comedy classic that will be, it's perfect for all ages and not just kids. It's really got a wonderful, heartfelt story that, you know, tells a very special tale about, you know, life around the Depression and between the haves and have-nots. And it's a wonderful fantasy with extraordinary music. And again, we're going to have an incredible cast with incredible singing and dancing. And then beyond that, I was very excited to choose the play Sylvia, which is really fun. It's funny. It's an A.R. Gurney play from 1995 that the original title role of Sylvia, who is actually a stray dog that is found in Central Park by a man who's sort of, in midlife and is having a little bit of a midlife crisis, and adopts this pet. And what this pet sort of affects his marriage with his wife as they're at this new stage of life, sort of their kids are all, you know, grown in a way, and what's next, and in come to their lives comes this dog. And this dog was originally portrayed by Sarah Jessica Parker in 1995, and then later in 2015 on Broadway with Anna Lee Ashford. And we're thrilled to welcome back Jennifer Cody, who has been with us the past two seasons in our productions of Something Rotten and in last year's Steel Magnolias, and she's coming back to play Sylvia, and she's going to be hilarious in this role. You're not going to want to miss that. And then as we sort of head into September, October, we thought it would be really fun to end the summer season with a mystery. And why not start with the creation of the genre, go back to Agatha Christie and do the world's longest running play that's just reached its 30,000th performance in the West End of The Mousetrap. So we're looking forward to having a lot of fun and a lot of, as we call it, legends, laughter, and thrills this summer at the Sharon Playhouse.
Obviously, there are many theater companies in our region. I'm interested of how you think Sharon, the Sharon Playhouse, stands out and what you do a bit differently than other companies.
Well, I think we're all in league in what we like to present. I like to think that we bring sort of a real family and community atmosphere to our area. We bring in visiting performers and designers and the theater artists from really all over the country and from New York, and we mix them with our local artists and local talents. And so between visiting professionals and our local professionals, we really create community together. That's our tagline. And so that breeds something very special and unique to the area. And so you're seeing top-notch, really quality productions created with sort of an ad hoc family that comes together for several weeks in the summertime at the Sharon Playhouse. And it really has a vibe. It has something extraordinary and special. And I think that's what sets us apart. I think all of us, all of the theaters in the area are striving to do something similar, which is to entertain and provide joy and thought and reflection in our world today. And we're doing something live with real live humans. And that's very different from being on your screens. It's a different experience from going to a movie or being in your living room or being on your phone or your tablet. There's something when we're all together in a room experiencing a story. And I encourage people everywhere to see them all, go to all the playhouses, go everywhere, and include the Sharon Playhouse on your journey. Come and see what we're doing, enjoy us, and then enjoy everybody else. There's room for everyone, and I think it's a testament to the human spirit that we all continue to want to gather and come together to experience stories and to tell stories.
You can see the whole season and information on all of the productions by going to SharonPlayhouse.org. As mentioned, Million Dollar Quartet will open on Friday night and run through July 6th. You mentioned that you have someone at the helm here who has done many productions of this particular work. Do you have a sense of why they think that it has been so successful, why it does strike such a chord?
Yes, Greg has spoken to me about that. He really talks about the sort of collective conscious nostalgia that these songs of these artists sort of bring to the front for everybody. You know, it's songs that people heard at their prom. It's what they dance to at weddings. It's on the radio. It's that birth of rock and roll that it was happening in the 1950s that still speaks to us today. And that really is, I think, what is the glue that ties it all together. And then these legendary figures, when they were at the very beginnings of their careers. So what you're seeing here are, you're seeing Elvis Presley and Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis when they were 24 years old. That's the period of life that we're depicting for them right at the beginning of their success and how they all sort of came together and made music and then went off in their own separate ways, all brought together by this producer, Sam Phillips, who had this studio, Sun Studios, and really, saw something in the souls of these young men and encouraged them to find it and express it through their music. And I think that's something we just all relate to. At the time of this play where it's set in 1956, rock and roll was still thought of as something of a fad. And boy, was that wrong. And I think there's that nostalgia factor that we all share for periods that we may not have experienced because we weren't there, but we long for that mystical time, that mystical nostalgic feeling that that we have as Americans, as country.
The season will be Million Dollar Quartet, Annie, Sylvia, and the Mousetrap. Million Dollar Quartet runs Friday through July 6th, and as I mentioned, there will be a special holiday performance on the 4th of July at 4 p.m., then Annie in late July into early August, Sylvia in late August into early September, and then the Mousetrap in late September into early October. You can see the entire schedule by going to SharonPlayhouse.org, SharonPlayhouse.org. Carl Andrus is artistic director of the Sharon Playhouse. Carl, an absolute delight to speak to you. I thank you so much for being with us, and I wish you a beautiful season.
Thank you so much. I hope you can come and join us for a couple of the shows. It would be great to see you. Thank you very much for having me.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information by going to SharonPlayhouse.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.